USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires out west, including the Bootleg Fire in Oregon, are creating hazy skies in New York State as the massive plumes spew smoke and ash into the air up to 6 miles high. Michael Avenatti, the high-profile lawyer recently sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for a $25 million extortion case in New York, is in California Wednesday on charges he embezzled millions of dollars from his clients. Opening statements are scheduled in Santa Ana, California for Avenatti, who once represented porn actress Stormy Daniels. Avenatti is expected to represent himself in the case after a U.S. District Court's Judge James Selna on Tuesday granted his request to do so. Brisbane, Australia was picked Wednesday to host the 2032 Olympics, the inevitable winner of a one-city bid. The Games will go back to Australia 32 years after the popular 2000 Sydney Olympics, Melbourne last hosted in 1956. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Medical bills are getting harder to pay. Tim Berg reports.
A new survey finds that more Americans struggle to pay their medical bills during the coronavirus pandemic. The reasons include being infected with COVID-19, losing income, or losing employer health insurance coverage. The survey conducted by the Commonwealth Fund shows that more than a third of insured adults and half of those without insurance said they had an issue paying a medical bill. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tokyo could still cancel the Olympics. Dan Naraki reports.
The head of the Tokyo Olympics organizing committee says he hasn't ruled out canceling the games if a COVID outbreak gets bad enough. Toshiro Muto said Tuesday that if there were a spike in cases, he wouldn't rule out ending the games, which are set to begin on Friday. Since July 1st, there have been at least 67 confirmed cases of COVID among those accredited for the games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 2021 California gubernatorial recall election is an upcoming special election to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. The election will be on September 14th. Republican candidate Larry Elder on Fox News is claiming the California Secretary of State has denied his name to be included on the ballot, and lawsuits are flying.
I didn't redact something that should have been redacted, or redacted something that shouldn't have been redacted. I'm not quite sure which it is. All I know is that there's a provision that allows the Secretary of State to correct any minor discrepancy, and she elected not to do it. And that is why I believe that I was targeted. Now, a lot of people have asked me, was this racism? Now, you know me for a long time. I don't play that. And what I said is, it's not racism. It's fascism. It's Larry Elder, because they know that I'm the guy who can take this guy down. As you pointed out, I've been talking about these issues for some 30 years. I'm on in every major market. In California, I have higher name recognition than any of the other candidates other than Caitlyn Jenner. People know me. I'm from the hood. I'm from the inner city. I can talk firsthand about the declining quality of schools. I can talk firsthand about why we have rising crime, why we have rising homelessness, why the cost of living has gotten so outrageous that for the first time in our state's history, people are leaving California and going to places like Texas and Tennessee and Florida. It is outrageous. There's a magazine called CEO Magazine. Been around for 17 years, and for 17 years, California has been determined to be the worst state in which to do business of all 50 states. And I can turn that around, and they are scared to death.
I'm Lance Pry for USA Radio News.